Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. May it be food for you. I don't think in 15 minutes I can give you a steak, but I can give you food for the journey, for your heart, your mind, your soul. God wants to feed you on His Word. It's His Word that's living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. I've just memorized that, what Scripture tells us about His Word, and it's true. And brothers and sisters, that's what we want, to make His Word, His life, so central in ours that it comes before almost anything, anything. Let's take a look at the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 22, starting with verse 30, and then 23, verses 6 to 11. 22:30 and 23:6 to 11, Acts of the Apostles. Wishing to determine the truth about why Paul was being accused by the Jews, the commander freed him and ordered the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin to convene. Then he brought Paul down and made him stand before them. Paul was aware that some were Sadducees and some Pharisees. So he called out before the Sanhedrin, "My brothers, I am a Pharisee, the son of Pharisees. I am on trial for hope in the resurrection of the dead." When he had said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and Sadducees, and the group became divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection or angels or spirits, while the Pharisees acknowledge all three. A great uproar occurred. You can imagine the arguing. And some scribes belonging to the Pharisee party stood up and sharply argued, "We find nothing wrong with this man. Suppose a spirit or an angel has spoken to him." The dispute was so serious that the commander, afraid that Paul would be torn to pieces by them, ordered his troops to go down and rescue Paul from their midst and take him into the compound. The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage." The Lord stood by him, think of that, and said, "Take courage. For just as you have borne witness to my cause in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness in Rome." Think of that, brothers and sisters. The Lord saying, "Trust me, I know what I'm asking of you. You have free will." And Paul chose to follow him again and again. "Keep me safe, O God. You are my hope," says Psalm 16. "Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord are you. O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup, you it is who hold fast to my lot. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I set the table ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. You will show me the path of life, fullness of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever." What a beautiful psalm. If you're worried, if you're anxious, if you're troubled, make that psalm something you pray every day. Trust him, turn to him. "Keep me safe, O God. You are my hope." You can do that. Don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in all kinds of people. Trust him. It doesn't mean you can't ask someone else for advice. Of course, that's all right. but listen to God first. You will be shown the way. He may show it to you through a friend of yours, as I've said. He may show it through another person in your job or wherever you may be. But God loves you. God loves you. Keep me safe, O God. You are my hope. And then we look at the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 20 to 26. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you loved them even as you have loved me. I'm going to just pause there for a moment. Do you know that God knows every single thing about you and he loves you? He loves you. He died for you. Oh, yeah, well, he can die for other people, but I'm not worthy of anybody dying for me. No, he died for us all. He loves you. He wants you to draw near to him that he may lead you to the fullness of life. If you could start just by taking 15 minutes a day, and then read from the scripture. But just 15 minutes of quiet. I don't mean you're going to have a booming voice out of heaven, but you'll get a thought or an idea that might lead you to something that God wants. But just come before him and sit quietly before him, for he loves you. He died for you. In the gospel for today, John chapter 17, Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, so that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Think of that. Before I was even poor little seed in my mother's womb, he loved me. You've always been loved. You loved me before the foundation of the world. Just think of that. And one sentence is enough. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you. And they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Do you ever just sit before the Lord and say, God loves me. God loves me. And I want to love you. Sometimes just that is a daily prayer. God will draw nearer to you. Recognize him that he is here. He is with us. He is following us. Yes, we make mistakes. Yes, we sin. But if we come to him and ask forgiveness, it's gone. Please, brothers and sisters, let's open our hearts to begin to know how loved we are. We don't really know. We don't think that much about it. God loves me. I don't see anything. God needs us to come close to him and sit with him. And gradually, we come to know him. It's in our heart and in our spirit. He leads us closer and closer to him and to his Father. Brothers and sisters, I can say without a doubt that he loves you. Even if you've made serious mistakes, just come to him and say, I'm sorry. receive forgiveness. God loves you. He wants to show you a world where you know that you are loved. Right here. And that's what makes us long for heaven. Because we want to see him. We want to follow him. God loves you so abundantly. Brothers and sisters, I was reading a little article, basically two paragraphs, but one of the saints had written this: God has two arms, and with each arm he embraces the sinner who wishes to return to him. One arm is that of love, and the other is that of fear. The right is love, and the left is fear. His left hand is under my head, and his right arm embraces me. If you would be loved by him, then love him. And if you shall love, you will be loved, and he will give you prosperity. At least in your soul, he will give you a peace and a joy. And if you shall fear him, he will guard you. He will guard you and help you from all persecution, from wars, from tempests, from hail, from pestilence, from every evil. Amend yourself of your faults, and he will free you from sorrows and tribulations. Moreover, be mindful of the name of Jesus. I have told you how you should reverence this name when you hear it spoken, the devotion springing always from your heart. And if you should fall on your knees when you hear this name, you kneel to God, the Son of God. To me, that Hail Mary, which maybe you recite every evening, brings great consolation, and you do well indeed. You will find that Mary is your advocate, that if you hold her in reverence and pray to her humbly, she will defend you and aid you in all your adversity and deliver you from it. It comes from Saint Bernardine of Siena. They're not my words, they're the words of a saint. Think of that. Please remember these words. God loves you, and he will give you support. Someone will come and say something to you that helps you. You'll walk into a store and someone will say, you'll find someone who needs something, or you'll pray for them. You'd be amazed at how God hears our prayer. When I'm in grocery stores, I've grown just to look at the people around me, not staring, but looking at them. And I say hello to people, and God hears that. God will touch them, bring them to himself. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.